Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, guys, we are having some major issues here. With, this is why we need IT. By the way, we're going to be talking about bringing back our dentists. Can we also bring back our IT guys? We need IT. Big time. Okay, so, all right. I'm a doctor. I love being a doctor. I learned a lot about the mouth. I learned a lot about the head and neck. Learned a lot about the nose and allergies, which I got right now. I can't manage teeth. I wish I could manage teeth. I got a lot of them. I could barely brush and dental floss my own teeth. And as a physician with telemedicine, I am getting calls every day about people in pain, and we're talking severe pain. Now, I have never had a toothache to the degree that it sounds like a lot of people have, where you have a cracked tooth and you got gum exposed, or you got the nerve exposed, and you got a gum abscess, and you got the gum swollen, and you got, exposed enamel, and I don't know, I'm not a dentist. I got really, really close friends, they're like my brothers, who are dentists, and I just go to them, I'll just ask them. And I'm like, what's this? And they go, it's a piece of your breakfast in your teeth. Oh, okay, good, good. Thank you. You just saved me $500. And so, I'm not a dentist. And we have dentists closed. As essential workers, we have dentists that are closed. Can we please bring them back? Now, some of you are saying, no, dentists are essential, so they get to work. And dentists get to be open for emergencies. Okay, let's talk about how practical that is. Okay? If a dentist is only allowed to be open for emergencies, okay, the average emergency, even with me in my family medicine clinic, we would probably have an emergency a couple times a week, where I'd have to call 911 or I'd have to do something, acute. But for the most part, my practice as a family doc was UTIs, diabetes management, blood pressure management, coughing colds, sew something up, whatever. So same thing with the dentist, okay? So if they have a couple emergencies and they need to be open and ready for that, then that means they have to pay their power bill. They have to pay for hygienists. They have to pay for staff. All right, where's that money coming from if they don't get to see other regular dental patients? Plus, it's all about prevention, people. If you could prevent the tooth from cracking, if you could prevent the gum disease by going for regular dental care, if you could get that tooth pulled that needs to be pulled, then maybe you aren't going to have these severe dental emergencies. So when the governors throughout the United States said, all right, essential workers can go to, can work, like bars could be, not bars, but like liquor stores could be open. And mind you, I have not gone to a liquor store. I know I make a lot of jokes, about my best friend being Jack Daniels, but it's not, I really don't drink that much. And so I don't need a liquor store. I need a dentist. Okay. Ever since this, I feel like my teeth are just hurting. I got TMJ. Because I chew a lot of gum and I talk a lot. And so my joints hurt and I want to go to the dentist. I want to go see my oral surgeon. I want to get an exam and, find out how much of my breakfast I left in my teeth when I didn't dental floss correctly. And I'm fortunate because I could wait. I don't know how much longer this whole shutdown is going to be. I could wait, but the average person can't. And when I get a patient on telemedicine in pain, and all I could do is give them some Tylenol, some Motrin, and maybe an antibiotic because they're affected, I am not adequately treating their dental ills. All right? We need our dentists. We need our oral surgeons. We need our hygienists. We need our chiropractors. You know how many people have called in saying that their ibuprofen isn't working and that they can't walk, they can't bend. Of course, they need manipulation. We need our osteopaths out there. We need doctors doing what they need to do. But it's this little, what's it called when, I don't know, I can't think of the right word, where you think you have it all set up and you think you have it all organized and everything accounted for and you don't. So many chiropractors and many dentists have been shuttered. Now, in order to keep their office open when we do reopen, all right, they need to still be paying their bills. They still need to pay the rent. They still need to pay for their equipment. A lot of people are thinking, oh, you guys are good. You know, nobody's allowed to be evicted during the shutdown time. Nobody has to pay their bills. That's not true. That's not true, all right? Not everybody gets to flake on their bills. We wish that would be true. If everybody gets to just halt having to pay their bills, that would be fantastic, but it's not working that way. The average landlord is like, no, you still owe. Yeah, we might not evict you, but you still owe that money because they need that money. I mean, they have to pay, they have to pay their bank. And, you know, equipment, general equipment, you know, keeping things clean and sterile, that stuff costs money. So then we look at the PPL or payment program or the Paycheck Protection Act or whatever the heck that was under the CARES Act. People say, okay, well, they'll give you enough money. First, they ran out of money, so we need more legislation to get more money. And number two is the $100,000 that each business could supposedly borrow. They don't get that. They don't get $100,000. And the average rent, payroll, cost of everything you need to keep your medical or dental practice, and dental practices are way more expensive than medical practices, open and running, far exceeds what they can give. And you can only use 25% of that, quote, $100,000, if you get that $100,000, which we don't. I got way, way less than that. You can only use that on rent. So it has to be 75% on payroll. Now, I understand that, and I'm a fan of that. I want people back to work. But that is not enough for your dentist and for your oral surgeon or your periodontist to be open. And we have a dental mouth crisis going on. And so I am begging to any community leaders, any politicians out there, please let dentists go back to work. They've been using PPE, they've been using protective equipment this whole time. I mean, before we all did. I mean, they're always wearing masks. They're always having, using sterile techniques just like a medical doctor's office would. But I am sick and tired of trying to manage dental patients that I am not trained to do because of some stupid technicality that's forcing our dentists to close and the promise of, yeah, they're going to get money. No, they're not. Reopen our dentist back, please. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that the CDC has announced, and it is about flipping time, that they are going to include, quote, probable cases of the coronavirus in its count of cases in the U.S., citing a statement by the Council for State and Territorial Epidemiologists urging it to do so, as well as me and the rest of the country. They said in a statement that the agency's totals as of Tuesday would reflect both confirmed and probable cases and deaths. I am hoping that means they will actually make a separate column showing us how many of the total number are presumed. Probable cases are defined by the agency as anecdotally matching the symptoms of COVID-19, but lacking an actual test confirming the disease in a patient. Now, the reason why this has existed is because a lot of Americans didn't have a lot of tests. So we couldn't get tested. So if somebody died, you didn't really have the, proof as to how. So they say, quote, a probable case of death is defined by meeting clinical criteria and epidemiological evidence with no confirmatory laboratory testing performed. So meeting criteria. Two, meeting presumptive laboratory evidence and either clinical criteria or epidemiological evidence. Or three, meeting vital records criteria with no confirmatory laboratory testing performed for COVID-19. So what they're saying is if somebody wasn't tested, they could still include those in the death count. Now, the question we have is, has the death count already been including the possible cases or not? Now, the Washington Post says the reason why death counts are varied is because it depends on the state. They say in Alabama, officials have ruled that one of every 10 people who died with COVID-19 did not die of COVID-19. Among those excluded from the numbers reported to the federal government was a bed-bound patient with aspiration pneumonia in one lung and a person with a buildup of fluid and partial collapse of one lung. So they included people that, was a really COVID caused. Colorado has included some deaths where the disease caused by the coronavirus was probable based on symptoms and exposure but not confirmed through the test. Health officials in both states say their approach is more accurate. Their divergent methods, however, reflect a national debate on how to count the dead. Again, may they rest in peace. So the U.S. government's COVID-19 death toll is believed to actually be an undercount. Because at a time when access to testing had been severely limited, federal officials described their count as including only people who tested positive for the virus. But then we heard that that might not have been the case, that they might have counted people who they thought, well, this was probably coronavirus. They say the CDC updated its website this week to explicitly say that cases where the infection was not confirmed by a test can be counted. Now, I'm happy that they're making the delineation, but I'm still confused. Are we going to get to see those numbers? Or are they going to say, all right, guys, 50,000 people died? And you're like, were they probable? Were they actual? I mean, are we going to get that breakdown? Do we get that breakdown with flu? When they say we have 50, 60,000 flu-related deaths, do we get that breakdown? No, we don't. I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere. But we don't get it in the national media. We get told that there were 50 or 60,000 flu-related deaths. Somebody had a heart attack, somebody had pneumonia, somebody had septic shock, somebody had multi-organ failure. Did the flu cause it? Did it not? But flu-related deaths, it's just a general number. So I'm glad that the CDC is now being open about how many of these deaths may not be laboratory confirmed. But can you still show us those numbers? So by attributing a death to the virus, according to MSN, it could be a judgment call, experts say, and a vaccine one, as indications emerge that the disease damages not just lungs, but also heart, kidneys, and other organs. As a result, the overall tally, they see a benchmark broadcast constantly on cable news and elsewhere, is a less concrete figure than it appears, you think? They say the inconsistent counting methods also raise questions about the ability to draw comparisons from state to state, and they play into a political debate about the reality of the numbers. Well, that's the problem. The problem we have here is you are asking for our, support to not work, to not, sit and wait for government checks to hopefully land into our bank account, to not go outside, to not see our family, to not go to church or temple services. You better have a damn good reason, and that reason better be flippin' accurate. They say the scale of undercounting that may result from tallying only laboratory-confirmed cases was made clear Tuesday when New York City authorities began reporting the deaths of people who were suspected of having COVID-19 but never tested. So their tally soared past 10,000. And so now, according to New York, they're already up at, and I apologize, my computer's slow, they're at 16,251 deaths, assuming those are true coronavirus-caused deaths. So the health commissioner, Orixis Barbeau, said, "We are focused on ensuring that every New Yorker who died because of COVID-19 gets counted. While these data reflect the tragic impact that the virus has had on our city, they will also help us determine the scale and scope of the epidemic and guide us to our decisions." Now, they say since at least last month, Colorado has been reporting the deaths of people who were never tested, but it showed symptoms and had close contact with an infected person. Now, again, is that enough? They say 3% of Colorado's 329 deaths fall into that category of epidemiologically linked. So if you got sick and died, and you were next to somebody with coronavirus, they're going to count it. Now, for some of us in medicine, we're like, that's fine, I'll take it. A lot of us in medicine are like, look, you know, they had symptoms, they were in close contact, we don't have enough tests, you could call it. I'm fine with calling it. What I'm not fine with is not letting us know how many of those times that happened. And I'm still not comfortable with us being locked down indefinitely. Okay? If we have an infectious disease, even flu, I've been fine with them saying, all right, we have flu-related deaths. I've been fine with that. Because life went on. Life has stopped. You have literally shut down the country. All these powers that be. And you are saying it's because we are in one of the deadliest pandemics we've seen in our lifetime. Yet, here we are going, but the flu killed 80,000 of us a couple years ago. So here we are with a death toll of 33,000, which is high. But you shut us down. Now, mind you, all right, I mean, that might have worked. Shutting us down might have been the best thing since sliced bread. Shutting us down might have staved some of this off. But then you better give us the hardcore numbers, and there better not be any room for fudging. So a CDC spokeswoman said on April 4th, that how the national count is compiled is the agency aggregates state tallies and counts only deaths in which the presence of the coronavirus was confirmed in a laboratory test. Now, that was on April 4th. And mind you, there was literature that the CDC had sent out to healthcare workers earlier this month saying, look, you could put it farther down on the list if you think it's coronavirus and you didn't get to test them. I don't remember anybody saying to not put coronavirus down if it wasn't tested. So how the CDC gets their numbers is they get it from all the states. So I talked about this on the John Phillips show on KABC. I go, is the California numbers different from the New York numbers? Because in New York, they're very, very overwhelmed. They're like, look, this looks like coronavirus, let's call it. Whereas with California, because they have less cases and it's more spaced out throughout the country, they could say, wait a second, I know we said this kid died, but we got the results back. We don't think it's coronavirus. I mean, California may have more time to investigate each and every death. New York might not be able to. We're hearing that there are body bags, you know, stored in rooms, in basements. So, is this really an underestimation? Or is it an overestimation? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to talk with governors on Thursday regarding opening back up the United States. Housing Secretary Ben Carson says we can't wait for the coronavirus outbreak to be completely gone before starting to reopen the economy.
We have going into this an incredibly strong economy. Things are going very well. The fundamentals, the underlying structure of our economy is very solid and very strong.
Carson speaking there on Fox News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is describing the new normal when the states begin reopening their economies. He says 4 steps are needed before the economy can return from the pandemic. Among them is controlling the rate of the infections and strengthening the current healthcare system. And according to the Labor Department, 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
maybe. Tune in 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this just in, Governor Cuomo and other East Coast states, from what I understand, have extended the shutdown to May 15th. Non-essential workers must remain at home at least until May 15th. He's going to weigh how essential a business is and how it can maintain social distancing among employees. Only then will they start to consider how to allow some people to get back to work. It is going to be a phased return. Let me see what other states are included in this. This is being reported by CNBC. I apologize. They always do this where you have to go paragraphs down and then you get all these ads. But Cuomo is leading a working group of seven governors from the Northeast, including New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Delaware, who are coordinating their response to the pandemic. He says, I need a coordinated action plan with the other states. So 1 month, we'll continue the closed-down policies. What happens after then, I don't know. He says, we will see what the data shows. I don't want to project beyond that period. So basically, Governor Cuomo is trying to take the role of president. He is, with his corridor of states, the COVID corridor, right, making decisions that really the president needs to, you know, kind of also weigh in on. Now, there is some debate. Governors are here exactly, you know, governors do what they need to do because they know their state. You know, Governor Sisolak, my governor in Nevada, he knows Nevada better than Donald Trump would. I mean, he's lived here. He's been county commissioner. You know, you may not agree with the politics, or you might agree with his politics, but that's what governors are for. Governors know their state, or they're supposed to know their state better than anybody else. All right? However, when we're talking about a shutdown, and we're talking about a standstill with the economy, or we're talking about a deadly disease, we do need some sort of unification, and we do need some sort of leadership beyond the state. So, if New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Rhode Island and Connecticut and Massachusetts and Delaware decide that they are going to still stay closed down, then Nevada gets affected. California gets affected. So basically, New York and all of them can basically dictate what the rest of the country can do. Now, is that a constitutional violation? Now, from what I understand, California's on board. California, from what I understand, has no problem at all staying locked down. They're good. Nevada, we're kind of scratching our heads here. We're like, okay, wait a second, guys. Okay, we have a huge tourism industry. And we're hot, okay? We're hot in dry weather. You know, we have millions of people right now out of work. Do we really need to wait till May 15th? Oh, well, you know, government's going to give you money. I'm hearing that people cannot get a hold of the unemployment office, that the SBA loan program has ran out of money. If there's going to be a decision that's going to affect Nevadans or going to affect Iowans or Montanans or Texans, I would like to know and would like this a little bit more, you know, solidified and with all things considered. Now, from Governor Cuomo's standpoint, I'm not surprised that New York would stay locked down. I'm not surprised at all. Because, again, they have 218,000 cases, 16,000 deaths. And so they have the brunt of it. I mean, they are the heartbeat of America, you know, but they have been the hardest hit. They still have been overwhelmed with their hospitals. They have some of the highest population. I think California is the most populous state, but they still have the most dense, you know, population centers. So I'm not surprised. I did not think New York was going to reopen May 1, and I probably wouldn't have advised that. But where I'm a little nervous is the taking on the, you know, all right, well, me and these other states, this is what we're going to do. He said, I need a coordinated action plan with the other states. So 1 month, we'll continue to close down policies. Okay? I am making this decision without the president, making this decision without, you know, realizing that other states could be involved. That might be overstepping. He might be right in terms of him staying locked down, and then maybe other states also, you know, that have been hard hit. But I mean, that is a little far. So, I mean, Delaware, I think Delaware is included in this. How many cases does Delaware have? Delaware has 2,000 cases. But, you know, Delaware's in that area, so they're probably like, whatever you guys want, I'm fine with. So I am just a little worried about the overstepping. So, you know, with New York, they said only after May 15th will we consider allowing some people to go back to work. Even then, it will be a phased return, and businesses will have to prove how essential they are and how they can maintain social distancing among employees. Then the workforce will be able to return gradually in percentages in the reverse of how Cuomo shut the state down. In mid-March, businesses had to reduce their workforces in the office to 75% and then to 50% before 100% had to go home. Now, what's a little also, you know, concerning about this is in order for businesses to get their money from the SBA loan program, they had to hire 90% of their employees back. So how do you keep your place open and functioning if you're not allowed to have that many employees? They say the New York lockdown will be in extended coordination with other states in the region. Non-essential workers must remain home. Social distancing rules must remain in place. Donald Trump talking to governors, hopefully, you know, coming up with a plan. He wants to reopen the country May 1st. So the current infection rate in New York is 0.9. In China's Wuhan, the global outbreak lowered to 0.3 before the city reopened. And again, I don't think New York might be ready to reopen yet. Again, I'd like some numbers, please. But Trump said he was prepared to announce new guidelines allowing some states to quickly ease up on social distancing, even as business leaders told him they need more coronavirus testing and personal protective equipment. So, you know, we do need more tests available. We do need more personal equipment. We do need to make sure hospitals can handle it. But does every state need to be locked down? You know, when we look at some of these states that have been doing pretty good, like let's look at Hawaii. Hawaii has 530 cases, 9 deaths. Again, tragic still. But do they have to be completely closed down? Now, an argument there is, well, if Hawaii is open for business, it's going to induce tour. It's going to need tourism. If it's going to need tourism, they're going to need people from New York going to visit. So there might be an argument that Hawaii's like, nah, we'll just kind of stay shut down too because we don't want, you know, people from New York coming here and making us sick, or people from California making us sick. Wyoming has 288 cases and 2 deaths. Wyoming has 2 deaths in the whole entire state. Do they still need to be completely locked down? I don't know, though, if they have the same lockdown measures as we all do. Where's Texas in all this? Texas, 16,000 cases, 375 deaths. Again, low rate, you know, compared to others. Lots of areas within Texas aren't positive for coronavirus. You know, do they still need to be on lockdown? So my guess is that there's going to be a push for overall, now that New York did it, overall wait till May 15th. But I am very worried about the slow return of certain businesses when we have all these rules and restrictions on the money that we need to stay open. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of your questions is, what if your employees don't want to come back by May 1? So, okay, the May 1 return that some people think they're going to have, I think just got blown out the water. We have breaking news in that Governor Cuomo is not going to reopen New York until May 15th, which I honestly I'm not surprised. I don't think they're ready to reopen sooner. You know, they are dealing with, what, 16,000 deaths. How many total cases? 200. 18 total cases. That number's going to go up before we finish this segment. So I'm not surprised that he, you know, doesn't want to reopen the state until May 15th. He is, however, recruiting other states to be in unison with him. Pennsylvania, Delaware, Massachusetts, a bunch of other states. So collectively, he is kind of, you know, working as, you know, supreme leader here, saying, all right, well, we're going to keep these states shut down. I live in Nevada. In Nevada, we kind of need other people being able to leave their house, right? And, you know, being able to travel and being able to come here. So in Nevada, it's probably going to be a mixed bag in terms of what people are in support of and support for. I know a lot of people want us to reopen May 1. It's getting hot. Okay, you know, our air conditioning bills aren't that easy to take. We found out that a lot of our stimulus money wasn't the money we expected. We're like, we have got to get back to work. This isn't enough money. But when you look at what the Governor Cuomo had just said and is planning on doing, he said after May 15th, he is going to have a restructuring, a very, very well choreographed return to work where non-essential workers have to prove that they can keep social distancing. And he will reopen the country almost in reverse of how things were shut down. Originally, things were shut down by less employees had to be in the building and, you know, there had to be less people on site, etc. So when I look at that and I go, okay, now wait a second here. For any of you that have ever applied, for any of you that applied for the stimulus money, you have to have 90% of your workforce back full time, which I can't wait to do. I cannot wait to hire my stylist back. They need money. Can't wait to do it. But if Nevada starts to mimic very similarly to what's going on in New York, where you have to have social distancing, you can't have all your employees there. Well, then, how do you hire everybody back? If you're going to be expected to only hire people in waves, then you're going to be a default of that stimulus money you're getting. Or, if you go, okay, fine, we'll just hire everybody back, but we just won't have that many customers in. I mean, if you have a 1,200 square foot salon, you know, how many people need to be there to qualify for social distancing? How many people can you have in there? Four? Six? So if you have five stylists and you have five people you're servicing and people in the waiting area, you will not be in compliance with any social distancing measures. So then you start to think, okay, well, wait a second here. Same thing with the dentist office. Same thing with a store. If you're going to be open and you have to hire everybody back, and the stimulus money, it was definitely not enough to cover the, because only 25% of that stimulus money you get, let's say you got $10,000, only 25%, $2,500 can be used for rent, supplies, power, cable, all that, computer system. Is it even going to be worth you reopening? If you can't bring in revenue, and the stimulus money isn't a lot, and you are forced to hire back 90% of your employees, and 75% of that money you got has to go to employees, which again is understandable, then maybe we stay shut down. Now, the reason why I bring this up is we all need to talk. We need to reach out to our governor. We need to reach out to our politicians and go, look, this idea of a graduated half-ass return to work might not work, because that would mean we have to operate at major losses. And if the stimulus money is already defunct, I mean, if the stimulus money is gone, and many people didn't even get any, so even if more stimulus money gets to be legislated, you know, that's not going to go to those of us who got under what we need, then, I mean, I'm kind of thinking maybe just stay closed until we're allowed to be full court press and until we're allowed to be open, you know, like we need to be. I mean, the dental office, we just talked about dental offices. Dental offices are expensive. So if you're only allowed to have maybe two people an hour come in, how the heck do you pay your bills? Same thing with doctor offices. You know, I mean, when I had my medical practice, one of the reasons why we could make it work barely with Obamacare and all the high deductibles and all that is because of volume. All right? I mean, I worked pretty quickly. We had a patient in every room. But if you could only see two patients an hour because you have to keep the social distancing rules, do we just stay closed? So, you know, we need to be very careful what we're asking for. If we want the country to reopen and we're like, we'll take what we could get, reopen us half-assed, I'll take that. Keep in mind that you're being open halfway and not being able to staff everybody you need to staff and being able to take as many clients may actually put you under. And last thing I want to do is be in default of any government money that we're getting. So I don't know if I want us to then wait until May 15th or I want us to just jump in the pool and not just try to get our toe, you know, warm and comfortable and, you know, I don't know what the answer is. Now, one of you had asked in the previous segment about what if your staff doesn't want to come back? What do you do? Okay, so in order for you to keep your stimulus money, you have to offer 90% of your employees. I mean, we're going to tell everybody to come back because we want them all to still be able to make money. But you have to offer 90% of your staff to come back. If they don't want to come back, then they are, I think, officially denying the job. Then I think you would, I guess, release them so you don't get in trouble with the stimulus money. Double check that with the labor board. But if you offer somebody a job and they do not want to come back or they quit, then technically you're not responsible for them. But it's interesting because there was a case here where a bunch of nurses got suspended because they refused to care for coronavirus patients, allegedly, at a California hospital because they didn't have enough equipment, N95 masks and respirators. So, and I mean, these nurses get crapped on all the time. And they put their lives on the line, all, you know, and without having PPE and personal protective equipment, and we're hearing a bunch of nurses have died, and paramedics and things like that, you know, they really got rolled over both ways on this one. And God bless them, and they all need raises and bonuses, and, you know, we really... I wish I could say hug a nurse, but we, you know, we're not allowed to hug. But this brings up a good point, okay? If we're going back to work and your staff says, well, wait a second, okay, I want the N95 respirators. I'm not going to deal with these little, you know, surgical masks because these aren't good enough. You as an employer need to make sure your employees are safe. But if you can't get N95 respirators, you're going to have to pay these jacked up prices, then you might not have staff that want to come back. You might not be able to have staff come back or your clients. And so, I'm starting to see more and more that a halfway return to work, a halfway shutdown, could be actually worse than being shut down. I hate to say that because, you know, I mean, my kids are driving me crazy. I mean, I'm starting to watch Game of Thrones again, right? Because, I mean, I'm running out of stuff to watch on Netflix. I'm working my tail off on telemedicine. I'm exhausted. And I want to see life return to normal. I want to see my friends. And I want to hug my friends. And I want to give them kisses and all that other stuff. But if our return to normal, our slow rollout, is going to drag on for the summer like a slow death and kill our businesses, we might just want to wait until they allow us to open up for good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.